नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। अजातपक्षा इव मातरं खगाः सैन्यं यथा वत्सतराः क्षुदार्तः प्रियं प्रियेव यूषितं विषन्ना मनो अरविन्दाक्ष दिदीक्षते त्वाम्। अजातपक्ष इव मातरं खगाः सैन्यं यथा वस्त्रतराक्षुदार्ताः प्रियं प्रियेव व्यूषितं विषन्ना मनोरविन्दाश्च दिदीक्षते त्वाम्। अजातपक्षा इव मातरं खगाः सैन्यं यथा वस्त्रतराक्षुदार्ताः प्रियं प्रियेव व्यूषितं विषन्ना मनोरविन्दाश्च दिदीक्षते त्वाम्। अजातपक्षा इव मातरं खगाः सैन्यं यथा वत्सतराक्षुदार्ताः प्रियं प्रियेव व्यूषितं विषन्ना मनोरविन्दाश्च दिदीक्षते त्वाम्। अजातपक्षा, who have not yet grown wings, Iva, like, Mataram, the mother, Kagaha, small birds, Sainyam, the milk from the udder, Yadha, just as, Vastarataha, the young calves, Chutartaha, distressed by hunger, Priyam, the beloved or husband, Priya, the wife or lover, Iva, like, Vyushitam, who is away from home, Vishanna, morose, Manaha, my mind, Aravindaksha, O lotus-eyed one, Didikshade, wants to see, Tvam, you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings, always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respect, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Can you repeat the translation? O lotus-eyed Lord, a baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respect, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Purport. A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. The examples given in this regard are most appropriate. A small baby bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder, and a chaste devoted wife whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. I'll read text number 27. Mamottamasoga Janeshu Sakyam Samsara Chakre Pramada Swakarma Bihi Tonmayayatmatmaja Daragageshu Asakta Jitasyana Nadapuyada. O my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness and everything I have be attached only to you. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnanajana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangarodi Vachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkrabadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Chedam Suradau Pangor, Mama Mandama Degadi, Masarvaswabadam Bojo, Radha Madana Mohano. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopakumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha, Govindaya namo namaha, namaha Pankajanabhaya, Namaga Pankajamalini, Namaga Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangrai. Hare Krishna, we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, narrating the transcendental qualities of Vritrasura. For the last few classes, we are seeing actually the particular scene where Vritrasura is standing in front of Indra. Indra wanted to kill Vritrasura. So, as by this time everybody knows actually what is, who is Vritrasura. He is born from a yajna by Tushta. He offered this offering so that he wanted to kill Indra. Some personality should appear who can kill Indra. He was very much upset of killing his son, and who Indra accepted him as the guru, and he killed him. And after killing only he came to know that he's a Brahmana. So killing of the guru, killing of Brahmana, so all these things were there on Indra. So the demigods actually, when they are in trouble, they go and pray unto the lotus feet of Krishna. So they prayed so that they knew that this Vritrasura is born and he is actually the leader, commander-in-chief of demons. So praying very nicely, the Lord was very much pleased. They, for glorifying their number one, demigods, for getting their work done. So it's very important actually. Bhagavan is telling, after giving the boon, the way how they can kill actually Vritrasura, it is very difficult to kill him. But he is giving a hint, saying that you don't worry about him. When I am there in your side, they will not kill you. Further, Bhagavan has said actually, it's one of the verses, Kim durapam mayi prite talkabhi vibhu darshabha maye kanda madir nanyan matto vanchadi tattvavida. Of best of the intelligent demigods, although it is true that nothing is difficult for one to obtain when I am pleased with him, a pure devotee whose mind is exclusively fixed upon me does not ask me for anything but the opportunity to engage in devotional service. This concept of today's verse is actually this. Krishna himself is telling, Bhagavan himself is telling to the demigods led by Indra after hearing the prayers. You have pleased me. Anyone who pleased me, there is nothing that they cannot attain. They can attain whatever they want. Akama sarva kamuva moksha gama udardihi tivreena bhakti yogena ijita prishambara. I can give, but mind you, make a note about this, my statement. A pure devotee whose mind is exclusively fixed on me does not ask me for anything. He will not ask for anything. But he will ask only one thing. Mama janmani janmanishware bhavadat bhaktir ahaitukitui. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he came and he said, there is a pure bhakti, pure devotee. Maybe this is actually the symptom. We can ourselves assess whether I am a pure devotee or a devotee of different type. Pure devotee will never ask anything for the Lord. No, I saw you. This is because of the consciousness is changed. Now here, they got the weapon, they arranged for the weapon by the mercy of the Lord to kill Vritrasura. Vritrasura is actually, if they came to fight with Vritrasura, but if they could not succeed. Indra could not succeed. Even he was pushed back and is along with Airavata, the elephant. So he was afraid. It is said that Vritrasura, when he made a sound, just a small sound he made, the whole earth was trembling actually. And everybody was afraid actually, what is going to happen. And the demigods, they were going away, and opportunity is given. Vritrasura was simply standing there, and opportunity is given to fight with the demons. And they found that they little success they got it, and these demons were running away, and the demigods were actually going behind them to attack. So as an observer, this Vritrasura was looking at it. And as we know that we are going to learn actually his background, he is, even though he has got that horrible form and such a powerful body, he is internally, he is actually a devotee of Krishna. So as he started behaving just like a devotee when he is seeing some two people are fighting. So the great Vritrasura was preaching, he started preaching actually. Nobody does actually, just like in the Kurukshetra war, Krishna, Bhagavan himself started preaching to Arjuna by seeing his situation. Here he saw both of them, and he was talking as if he is a self-realized person, Vritrasura. So they are telling, actually he is telling everybody, why you are afraid that death is going to come definitely to you. And he is telling Indra that I know that you are going to kill me because the Lord Vishnu is with you. Nobody can change it. I am ready to accept also. And one of the ways he is telling, actually I will be very happy one day, Indra, when you kill me, you know, the body which I got it because of my past karma, I will give out as a food, or you give it as a food for the birds and animals, so that I will be relieved from this body. That exalted position, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually for our understanding, for learning something. Vyasadeva has compiled this compiled from different sources, just because he wanted us, the people in the age of Kali Yuga, they should understand, they should learn. Even a devotee is put into such situation, very bad situation. Now suppose we are put into a different bad situation. For example, now it was very hot here. So some people went away, some people stayed back. Those who stayed back, they got the tolerance. And Radharani has got the inner strength actually to bear it. So they don't see any... They may say, okay, it is very hot, but they are able to bear it, that is why they are here, correct? Who has given the strength? Who has given the power? Because this place is belongs to Radharani. They are not running away. Krishna has said that he will never leave Vrindavan. So those who are staying with him, I was telling to one Madhaji this morning, she was telling that so many things, said, so you must understand, we are in Vrindavan means, you are at home, you are staying with the Krishna and Radha. So what you can expect actually? If you are in that mood, you are in that consciousness, I am at home with my parents, so why to worry? So that way, we have to understand actually, a devotee is also put into a demon, you know, demonic family. Prahlad was born in demonic family. But he has not accepted the followed the Hiranyakashipu. He could do Sravan Kirtana Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam, he could do it from the childhood onwards. Because Krishna has already arranged a guru for him to preach when he was in the womb itself. So this is to be highlighted actually. What is our consciousness? What is our attachment? Prabhupada is writing actually in one of the purport. This consciousness, our consciousness, we say Krishna consciousness. Somebody is having material consciousness, somebody is having demigod consciousness. But this consciousness, when the creation took place, Virat Rupa was formed by the Lord to show to the people actually, to the demigods. He is holding everything. So when creation took place, living entities was created and he shared the full consciousness. It remained as full, but he shared the same consciousness to the all living entities. So originally the consciousness is Krishna consciousness. There is nothing wrong with that original consciousness. Somehow or other we come to know in the attached with the three modes of material nature and activities, the consciousness is actually contaminated. Pure consciousness is contaminated. So on the same platform, contaminated platform, one is having actually the attachment. When the three modes of material nature or the external energy is also praying here. Because of your working on your external energy, Maya, my dear Lord, I am attached with my wife, my children, my country and everything's attachment is on the contaminated consciousness, that attachment is there. So this is to be analyzed and we have to study. Everybody says that we have to get detached, we have to get rid of this material attachment. Krishna knows when I will be relieved from this attachment. I cannot, it's not possible. Even if somebody has taken renounced sort of life also, it is very difficult actually. So Prabhupada says, you must know the art of purifying your consciousness. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is narrated only for that purpose. Living entities who are, especially in the age of Kali Yuga, whose contaminated consciousness, and on that platform there is material attachment. So Prabhupada says you need not kill your attachment. Don't try to kill your attachment. What is to be done? Attachment should be transferred. It should be transferred. That art also you must know. So whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness, our beloved A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translated several books which are very important actually for us. It is only meant for these two things: purifying our existence, purifying our consciousness, come back to Krishna consciousness. Coming back to Krishna consciousness means one become a devotee, a pure devotee. As the definition, Bhagavan himself is telling, he doesn't have any attachment, he does not want anything. Nathanam najanam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha gamaye mama janmani janmani shware bhavadat bhakti rahaitugi toi. This we are singing actually, but how many things we are really telling by mind? Nathanam najanam na sundari, attachment, please take out. Even if one is praying, but within his heart, actually, Krishna knows, actually, he is telling that, not now, after some time, let me become very old. Very old also, it is very difficult. So that is why, strongly, Prabhupada has written, yesterday, one of the class, I was hearing in Juhu, actually. Prabhupada said, all of my lectures, I am using some hard words, rascal. He himself has said, purposely I am using it. What else I should call? I did so many things and, you know, get that detached, come to Krishna consciousness, then naturally all your anarthas will go, which we are experiencing. The fundamental thing of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Initially chanting, then different type of chanting, pure chanting, then consciousness become pure, then we ourselves give up actually our anarthas, automatically go away. Then one will be able to get this feeling of what Dhritarashtra is telling today. Because he has come to that pure devotional service, he wanted to, you know, he did pure devotional service. Somehow or other he knew that, he is telling that it is because of my fruitive activities, because of my own reason, because my own fault, my dear Lord, I am wandering actually. It is mentioned actually, samsara chakra. Samsara chakra, brahmataha. Samsara chakra is actually a chakra. It goes on. And it's not coming out. What is attached to the chakra, samsara chakra, is going on. It is because of every time in the come to the samsara chakra, attachment and impure consciousness comes and get attached with that. Just like a bird who is in the, you say that in the house, somebody has made a house for it. And even if it is liberated, he's taking it out, he doesn't want to go. The parrot doesn't want to go. He's thinking that it's very nice. Why should I go? All facilities are there. So that is actually the foolishness. That is what Prabhupada said, that is foolishness. He has come to that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, or he become self-realized. So that is why, irrespective of having any body, irrespective of having any position, the original consciousness is there, one can preach, one can come to transcend this existence to Krishna consciousness. So that is why he is giving the examples here, my dear Lord, I don't want to fight with this Indriya, I don't want to be killed, I don't want to kill anyone. This is not my desire at all. But you put me under circumstances, not because of you, my dear Lord. Because of me, my own fruitive activities, my own karma. This is what now those who are in the devotional service, they should understand this one. Many times even our devotees are also having the questions, why I am put into these circumstances? What went wrong? Why Krishna is not helping me? Krishna will definitely help. Radharani will definitely help. But there is some reservation for the Lord. That is nature of our Lord. You have to approach Him. You know, sometime in some culprits, those who are doing murder or something like that, if they go to the police station or the court and they declare, I only did it. There are circumstances like that. Sometime he will not get any punishment. They will say, okay, you agreed, you did something wrong, you will not do in the future, okay. This is not actually the nature of our Lord. We have to come out and declare ourselves, I am a culprit. That is why I am here. In this material world, I am suffering because of my own fault. Bhagavad Gita was there earlier also. Bhagavatam was also earlier. But never listened to Bhagavad Gita, never listened to Bhagavatam, never listened to any sadhu. So that is why my samsara chakra was continued and I was put into difficulties. Till now I have been put in difficulty. But I started understanding little bit. I don't want to go back to the same samsara chakra, my dear Lord. Please take me out of it. This is a prayer is required, glorification is required. And when Prabhupada said, only intelligent persons will come to Krishna consciousness. What is the meaning of it? They will only understand what is Krishna consciousness. Others people, they may read, but they will not understand. Actually, it is worthwhile to read Srila Prabhupada books, purports. Hundreds and hundreds of times you read it. Every time you will get something very kick, very, very strong point, you will get it. Oh, I read this earlier also, but I never understood. That is why it is said, actually, okay, you have satsanga, you read Srimad Bhagavatam in association with the devotees. those who are self-realized, those who are great personalities, they are writing, "My dear Lord, I will understand you, I can understand you, I can understand your message when I read this or discuss this matter among the devotees, sitting among the devotees." The place is very important, circumstances are very important. Suppose we start reading with thousands of problems at home, you start reading in purport, you will feel sleepy, you will not understand, get anything. But sit with our Bhagavatam class, sit with some few devotees, charcha, that you discuss about it, then you will understand what Prabhupada wanted us to do it. How we can get rid of this attachment, unwanted attachment. So here he is asking actually, "My dear Lord, I want, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Direct devotional service, that is what ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is made actually for each and every living entity. Prabhupada wanted a direct devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. That is a technique, what is the secret, everything is mentioned here actually. This should be our prayer actually, is praying. And I am earning sincerely, my dear Lord, please take me out." Just like the child in the womb is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Jantu Vacha. He is telling, actually praying to the Supreme Lord after understanding 100 births, what the child did it. All remembrance is given to the child. And after understanding, they surrender in the womb itself. Every child is surrender in the womb itself. And praying to the Lord, "My dear Lord, please take me out of this prison. I promise you that I will not do anything other than glorifying you, my dear Lord." So this is one of the other points actually. What is, how to satisfy him, how to. Prabhupada is telling about our senses also. We are using our senses for our activities. Vishigena Vishigesha Sevanam Bhaktivittam. Our senses are also contaminated because we are there in the material world. So art of doing that also, Prabhupada said, you purify your senses first. Then you can able to, you will be able to do a perfect devotional service. Because it is meant for it, Roy, doing the pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. One should try how, even unwillingly also, one can do, what is the seva, what is the seva for the eyes, what is seva for the nose, what is the seva for hand. Try to do it. Now some, even in our devotional service, or some devotees, they got some reservations. "I cannot do this, I can do that, I cannot do this, I cannot do that." But Krishna knows what we can do it. That only, that is maybe something very difficult one is given to us to check us. But we should accept it, we should do it. So our all great devotees, senior devotees, they underwent. Any service they got it, they took it as great. "Oh, I got the service. I got seva." Especially Vrindavan Dham, somebody comes and he got a seva. It is actually the yogis and the demigods and everybody is actually, they are all angering for it. If we get a service in Vrindavan Dham. And now where we are in the Vrindavan Dham is, there is no difference between Bhauma Vrindavan and Goloka Vrindavan for the devotees. So they take up actually, when sunas get some seva, they will take it up. But that is a way how we can purify this. When we purify our senses, then we can do the devotional service. "My eyes will not fall on anything else other than the beauty of the Lord. I cannot see anything more beautiful than Radha and Krishna. My leg will go to temple, so I go to parikrama. My hand will try to do some different type of sevas." So many services we can do with our hand, both hands. Bhagavan is ready to accept it. And there should be yearning for it actually. When we are suffering actually in our life, in spiritual life or material life, whatever may be, one can come to the consciousness, "My dear Lord, when will I..." Mahaprabhu said, "Nayanam galadasru dharaya ವದನಂಗದರುಧಯಾಗಿರ ಕುಲಗೈ ನಿಜಿದಂಬ ಭೂಕದ ತವ ನಾಮ ಗ್ರಹಣೇ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಈ ಈಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್, ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್, ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ಈ ಸೋ ಮೆರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ದ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೋಳಿ ನೇಮ್. ಹೋಳಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್. Saying holy name is as good as we are saying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So different methods, different things are given to us actually. So on third canto of Bhagavatam also I was just reading this. Devas, actually they are devotees, but Prabhupada said they are not pure devotees. As a devotee they know actually what is to be done, how exactly they can. Initially, when the creation was given to Brahmaji and he started creating, actually Bhagavan is directly involved in the initial making the elements, combining the elements, and he is expanding himself and sitting as a part and parcel in the body, and the consciousness is given, and the demigods were especially made to take charge of different activities in this material world. So many departments were, just like our ISKCON temple also, we had so many departments, 40 departments, 50 departments. Every department has got a manager, head of the department, for smooth functioning, you know. So people get more directions and things like that. So we are just following that. Bhagavan also made different departments. It's not that he is not able to do it. He wanted to engage those who have come to the platform of demigods. They should be given some direct service. We are helping the Lord. So when that service was given, initially what they have done actually, they started praying actually. This is also a clue for us. Why we should, for everything we should pray to the Lord. For anything we have to pray to the Lord. It is a must. I have one or two slogans I just want to read. The Maitreya Muni is actually explained to Vidura. What is the point actually I wanted to emphasize actually? Everyone, this is a very confident, very sacred actually. Everybody should pray under the lotus feet of the Lord. Charanaramda. Through Srimad Bhagavatam, any prayer you take it, they are all praying actually under the lotus feet of Krishna. So devas are, they started praying actually. ನಮಾಮತೆ ದೇವ ಪದಾರವಿಂದಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ತಾಪೋಪಶಮಾತ್ಮಪತ್ರಂ ಯನ್ಮೂಲಕೇತ ಯತಯೋಂಜಸೋರು ಸಂಸಾರ ದುಃಖಂ ಬಹೇರುಕ್ಷಿಪಾಂದಿ. ದೇರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಡೆಮಿ ಗಾಡ್ ಸೆಡ್, ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎನ್ ಅಂಬರ್ಲಾ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್, ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. All the sages under that shelter throw off all material miseries. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances under your lotus feet. Say, your lotus feet is just like an umbrella. and protecting everyone. And those who are under that umbrella, they throw away the miseries. There is no miseries for them. So what is the cause of our misery? Because we are not getting into that, under that umbrella, the lotus feet, not praying under the lotus feet of Krishna. Several places. Dadar yadasmin bhavavisha jivat tapatrena pihata sasarma atman labande bhagavan tavangri chayam savidyam ata astrayema. O Father, O Lord, O Personality Godhead, the living entities in the material world can never have any happiness because they are overwhelmed by the three kinds of miseries. Therefore, they take shelter of the shade of your lotus feet, which are full of knowledge, and we also thus take shelter of your Tavankri, two lotus feet. So this is very common we are seeing actually in the lotus feet of the Lord are by themselves the shelter of all place of pilgrimage. The great clear-minded sages carried by the wings of the Vedas always search after the nest of your lotus-like face. Some of them surrender to your lotus feet at every step by taking shelter of the best of rivers, which can deliver one from the sinful reactions. So we are also having lot of sinful reactions are coming. What is the solution for it is every step, every moment. Prabhupada says you have to be in Krishna consciousness 24 hours. In that consciousness, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear about Katha. And somebody says, I have to see newspaper, I have to see television, I have to discuss with public so many things. And what is the result of it? What is the result of it? What we are going to achieve? Can it remove our miseries? Can we become more Krishna conscious? No. So ultimately this is only going to give the Echatraya Sutavyatya Bhaktya Samrityamane Kdevataya Jnanena Vairagya Balena Thira Vrajematatengri Sarojabiram. Simply by hearing about your lotus feet, with eagerness, not by simply eagerness, I want to hear about, and devotion, and meditating upon them within the heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge, and on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We must therefore take the shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. O Lord, you assume incarnation for the creation, maintenance and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, we all take shelter of your lotus feet because they always award remembrance and courage to your devotees. All these things are required for us. We require courage, we require protection, we require advancement. So Bhagavatam is telling actually simply depend upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anywhere, this is going through the Mukundamala Sutra. Kulasekhar Alvar is praying. He is also praying to the lotus feet of the Lord. Nashta dharmena vasunichaye naiva kamo bhavoge et bhavyam tad bhavadu bhagavan purva karma anurubam. Eda pratyam mama bahumatam janma janmantare bi totpadam boruga yuga gada nishala bhakti rastu. O my Lord, I have no attachment for religiosity or accumulating wealth or for enjoying sense gratification. Let these come as they inevitably must in accordance with the past deeds. But I do pray for this most cherished boon. Birth after birth, let me render unflinching devotional service unto your lotus feet. So this Kulasekhar Alvar in Mukundamala, the text number 5. There are many verses he is praying actually. I don't want anything. Janma janmantarebi. Even if I have to take another birth, you approve me as your a devotee of your lotus feet. Approve me. Then that is enough. That is enough for our successful completion of our human form in this material world. Nobody else, they sometimes will say, oh, we become very successful, the business is. But our business of going back home, back to Godhead, one will be successful, completely successful, when we surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and simply glorifying. Simply glorifying. Non-stop glorification. If one can hear, one can do it. That is intelligence. That is Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.